I have some introductory remarks before I actually teach. And I like to start my teachings out with you telling me a few things. So why don't you tell me how you am today, okay? I am what the Word of God says I am. I have what the Word of God says I have. I will be what the Word of God says I will be. I can do what the Word of God says I can do. And I have God's favor in my life. Well, if you believe it, try it in Spanish. Yo soy lo que la palabra de Dios dice que soy. Yo tengo lo que la palabra de Dios dice que tengo. Yo seré lo que la palabra de Dios dice que seré. Yo puedo hacer lo que la palabra de Dios dice que puedo hacer. Y yo tengo el favor de Dios en mi vida. Give yourselves a hand. You deserve it. That's wonderful. I want to let you know that I will be covering 21 verses today, so you will not have time to get to all of them, and I don't expect you to. But I will try to go slow enough so that I can cover what I need to cover from the Word, and so that if you are fast enough, you probably could get to most of them. That's introductory remark number one. I'd like to say that life is complicated. Let's sort it out with God's Word. There's not a one of you that doesn't go through complicated situations, but your only hope is God's Word. Joe mentioned that about the manifestations, and they are wonderful, but they never take the place of the Word. The Word is number one, always and forever. Well, here's my introduction, and it's okay if this was included on the tape. Today is a new day. You get a new start in everything that you do. Yesterday is over and gone. Today, you get to start out with new feelings, new thoughts, and new ways. I recommend that you take advantage of that, because that was God's intent when He designed time and man to work together like that. I watch how Christians treat self and others, and generally am greatly surprised. I would not be able to follow most, even be in the same room with them. Their interests are usually self-centered and self-fulfilling, at a high disregard for the respect and care of others. I could never follow them. I ask you to look at yourself and consider. If you were God, would others follow you? Look at your will and determine if it includes the quality of others' lives. Is your ego, conceit, drive, passion, rebellion, animosity, displeasure, rejection, piousness, self-serving, self-willed, or be they God-serving, God-willed? Do they help you and others? Do they harm you and others? Do they further your purposes? Do they further God's purposes? If you were God with your present will, would it be of sufficient godliness to attract others, or would it cause your rejection by others? If I were God, would people follow me? Would they consider me good enough to call their own? Would I live according to the same standards and principles as our God Almighty does today? Or would they shun me, consider me not worthy of worship and leadership? Would they say that I live below the standards and principles lived by God Almighty? Well, let's set this record straight to begin with. I, as a man, could never become God. Well, who is God? In Numbers 23 and verse 19, it says, God is not a man, that he should lie, neither the son of man, that he should repent. But he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Numbers 23:19. Our God is not a man. Men lie. God does not lie. Our God is not the Son of Man. God never has to repent, only man. I, as a man, could never become God. Job 33, and in verse 12, along the same lines, behold, in this thou art not just. I will answer thee. God is greater than man. Job 33:12. And in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 31. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers which he sware unto thee. Deuteronomy 4:31. If I were God, would I be merciful? Would I forsake others? Would I destroy others who love me? Deuteronomy 6 and verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 20, now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. If I were God, would I be able to do the job on my own? If I were God, I would have to. Back to Deuteronomy chapter 10. Deuteronomy 10 verse 17. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. If I were God, would I regard persons? Would I take bribes? And in Deuteronomy 20, Deuteronomy 20 verse 4, for the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. If I were God, would I fight against your enemies and save you? Psalm 7. Psalm 7 and verse 11. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Well, if I were God, would I side with or stand against the wicked every day? Psalm 46. Psalm 46, verse 1. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. if I were God, would I be there to help in any trouble, immediately and forever? Psalm 84. Psalm 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. If I were God, would I refuse to ever withhold any good thing? Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 5. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. If I were God, would every word of mine be pure? Would people trust in me? Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9 and verse 14. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth. For we obeyed not his voice. If I were God, would all of my works be righteous? Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10 and verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. If I were God, would I be a respecter of persons? 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. If I were God, would I be faithful? 1 Corinthians 1 again, verse 25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. If I were God, would I stay wiser and stronger than my followers? 1 Corinthians chapter 1 again, verse 30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. If I were God, would I be wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption to all? 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to carry on. If I were God, would I be there to always help others with their temptations? 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. If I were God, would I be peaceful in all situations for the saints? 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Second Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. If I were God, would I favor all for their own profit and increase? 1 John chapter 1. First John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If I were God, would I always be a beacon of light to others? Would I always shun darkness? 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love, agape. If I were God, would I always live by the agape principles? God is not a man and does not lie. God is not the son of man and has no need to repent. He is greater than any man and not forgetful. God is one God and Lord, the God of gods, the Lord of lords. He is a great God, mighty, terrible, and not a respecter of persons. He is unable to be bribed. The one who always goes with you in every situation and always fights for you against your enemies. He is the one who saves you from your enemies. God is the only one who can judge the righteous. He is angry with the wicked each and every day. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, and our sun and shield if we put our trust in him. God is a God of pure words. He is always righteous, always faithful. In his most foolish state, he is wiser than men. In his weakest state, he is stronger than all men. To us, God is wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. He is ever watching, ever watchful, and always ready to stand in the gap and fight for us. God is not the author of confusion, rather is the author of peace in every church of the saints. Our God is light, unable to be dark in any way. Our God is agape. If I were God, would people follow me? Would they consider me good enough to call their own? Would I live according to the same standards and principles as our God Almighty does today? Or would they shun me, consider me not worthy of worship and leadership? Would they say that I live below the standards and principles lived by God? Would I tell the truth? Be merciful and remember their goodness. Would I not be a respecter of persons, unable to be bribed? Would I always fight for what is right helping those in my cause? Would I save others from their enemies? Would I refrain from judging the righteous? Would I stay angry with the wicked day in and day out? Would my words always be pure, righteous, and faithful? Would my wisdom be the wisdom of God's word? Would my strength be the strength provided by the very Spirit of God within? Would I walk wisely, righteously, holy, and set apart from this world? Would I fight for the believers according to the word of God? Would I reject confusion and promote peace in the church? Would I shun all forms of darkness and stand as a beacon of light? Would I walk according to agape in everything that I do? If I were God, would I think, act, and live like God does for me? If I were God. Thank you.
Fear.